Okay, Tov. Where did Oran get to tomorrow? To yesterday, excuse me?
The Mishnah on Chaf Gimel Amud
Beis. Excellent. Hari chayv shel pilpamin tmea mishum shloisha keilim, mishum kli kipul, mishum kli matechas, mishum kli kevara. Okay. Rei chayim. Anybody knows what the rei chayim are?
Molstone.
Very good. Right. Are tmeim for three reasons. Right. They are, keilim can become tame under various circumstances, so there are three separate reasons why this particular kli would be tame. Right. Sorry? You can't go to Ima from here because Ima's in the park. Do you want to run around the basement midrash though? Here, go to that side and then come back, okay? Right? The free, because of the clay kibble, it has a... Or it has an orifice in it with which it can, to which things can be accepted. Right? Mishum kli matechas, and because it's a metal kli, so it's also makabel tum for that reason. Right? Umishum kli kevaran, because it has a sieve in it to sort out all the things that you don't want to get through. Okay. Gemara. Tana tachtoina mishum kli bibul, emtsayis mishum kli kevara, elyona mishum kli mateches.
What's the reason that it's tame? Like,
as in there are three separate reasons why Rechaim... Why a millstone will be tame.
Because
it has these three elements to it. A, it contains within significant metal elements, right? It's, you know, grinds using metal. Because it has a receptacle in it, it has an orifice which you can receive things into. B, it's metal. C, it has a sieve in it to sort out the things you don't want. Fine. So, right, the bottom bit is where it receives the ground up pepper once it's been sieved, right? The middle bit of it is where the sieve itself is, right? And the top bit is the grinder, which is made from metal. Okay?
And is it, does that have a combination of all three, or is one of these here?
No, any of them would have been enough to make a tummy. Right. Where is my... Yes. Frustrating that I can't touch the screen. I'm not used to using this anymore. Okay. Mishnah. Egla shel katan tme agalot shel katan tme amidras when he tells the Shabbos and any gross el gabe kelim. Right. So an agalot shel katan meaning a pram. Right. I think theirs were a little sophisticated than ours are today, but same basic idea. Right. Should be noted that Rashi assumes that it's used not to move him around, as in. Not as a method of getting him from place to place, but we today used as a toy. But okay. That's right, that is mine. Right? Is Tommy Midrash? Yoni, we're not talking yet, because I was giving sure, okay? We're not talking yet, okay? Yeah? Good boy. Right? Is Tommy Midrash? Meaning that it is. It is, that's right. Mekabel Tuma. If a Zav, or I'm missing one.
What comes to
Valkyrie?
Valkyrie, no. Or Mitzora sits on it, right? It'll be Bekabel Tumas Midras, it'll become an Ava Tumah in its own right, such that anybody who sits on it afterwards will become Tomei, right? And the reason why is because it's actually designed for the Katan to lie down on it. Right, that's what it's meant for. Yeah? Then he tells us by Shabbos, it's a kli, so it can be moved around on Shabbos, not mukzah. Ve'ena nigreres al gabe kelim. And if you're moving it around on Shabbos, then you should not move it around unless you're moving it, you should not wheel it unless it's on some sort of cloth, carpet or something. The reason why is because it can actually create furrows in the ground. Right? It's the sort of kli that can create furrows in the ground. That obviously is not true for a modern-day pram because they don't create any furrows in the ground. Right? They're not heavy enough. Right? But that was true of the prams back then, apparently, the way they built them. Rabbi Yudai Meir, kol hakel meim nigrarim chutz min agala, mibnei shehi koveshes. Right? So, Rabbi Yehuda says any heavy piece of furniture should never be moved. We mentioned this already, right? On Shabbos, because you can create a furrow in the ground that way. Except for an agala. Why? Because its movement is such that even though it does create a furrow, it doesn't create a furrow by digging, it creates a furrow by pushing down, by compacting the earth. Right? So that's a mutter way to create a furrow on Shabbos, says Rabbi Yehuda. That's not the malacha of Chorish, of plowing. The malacha of Chorish means moving dirt out of the way, not pushing it down into position. Yeah, Yoni, we can't talk now, okay? We have to be very good, very quiet now, yeah? Good boy. Okay.
Means just push down.
Yeah. Gemara. Agala shel katan temeya midras. Deha samich ilve. And agala, this pram, is temeya midras. Why? Because people lean on it. And interesting, it doesn't say just because the katan lies down on it, I assume, unless and why. Right? Saying that people lean on it. Right, since you can lean on it, so then nobody's going to tell you to move away so that it can do something else. Right, the rule is that something is going to be Tommy Midras or Tommy Moshav. If you sit down on it or you lie down on it, people won't tell you Amid Vinasal Machino. They won't tell you get up because we want to use it for something else. So this is customary to lean on this thing, therefore nobody's going to tell you to just get up so we can do something else with it. So we can use it as, I don't know, a wheelbarrow. Right, therefore, since that's the case, it is Mekabel Tumas Midras. Okay? Menitelas be Shabbos, and it can move around the Shabbos. Mishum de ika Torah's kli alah, because the kli, right? A kli is not muksa unless it's what's called a kli shemalachta list, or unless it's a kli whose primary purpose or only purpose really is to perform an iser. Should be noted parenthetically, Rebbe Zichron Levracha, Rav Aaron Zichron Levracha, used to he gave on shir on Hilchas Muktzah, right? Rav Schreiber told me, and he said a classic example of a kli shemalachta iser is a pen. Right, it's only used as writing. So apparently somebody immediately put up their hand and said no, some people use it to point at the words when they're reading, which is not an usher use. Therefore maybe even a kli is not a kli, maybe a pen is not a kli shel malach le'isser. Right? Ve'eina nigreres ela al gabei kelim, and it cannot be, and it should not be moved unless it is over some sort of cloth, so it won't create a furrow in the ground. Al gabei kelim in al gabei kakaloi. Right, it should be moved on cloth. It should not be moved on dirt. My timer, why? Dekavid charetz, because it'll make a furrow. It'll dig a path in the course of the wheels. Right? Mani, who said this? Rav Yehuda Yida Amar Davarshen Miskaven Oser. This is consistent with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who has a general opinion in Kol HaTorah Kula that Davarshen Miskaven is Oser. Meaning, if you perform action A. And the result is action B. But that's not really what you wanted to happen. You wanted something different to happen. As in, you weren't thinking about that. Right? That's called Darshan Miskaven. Rabbi Yehuda says that's Asur Min HaTorah. Right? This is a rule both on Hilchos Shabbos and in, you know, most other areas as well. Right? For example, the Gemara in Nazir applies it to a Nazir brushing his hair. It says Nazir should not brush his hair, but he might accidentally pull out. He's going to accidentally pull out hair. Right? And that would be a Darshan Miskaven. Mine's a little bit more complicated. Right, we'll see in a second as it gets more complicated, right? The E Rabbi Shimon, because if it was the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, Hamar Davar Shem Miskaven Mutar. Rabbi Shimon is of the general opinion that Davar Shem Miskaven, if you perform action B and a different result that you weren't thinking of happens, that is not Asur, that's Mutar, it's Mutar to do that. And, you know, pushing a pram along and making a furrow in the dirt is a classic Davar Shem Miskaven, right? Then the Gemara responds. The science we have in a brisa, Rabbi Shimon Amir Gorera, the Mita Kise Vesafsal, Uvilvad, Shelo Yiskaven Lasais Charetz. Because, as we see in a brisa, a person can drag a bed. A bed, or a chair, or a bench, along ground, even if it will make a furrow, just as long as that wasn't his intent. Yoni, stop. So it says an aimer safer. The Gemara says, let's go. So then, in that case, let's walk. We're not talking now, okay? Aimer safer. So it says, let's look at the end of the brisa. Rabbi Yehuda Meir Ein Hakol Nigrar Meshavas Chutz Min HaAgala Neshikaveshes In Aval Charetz Loi Avdas. The Gemara says, wait, if it was the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda We just saw that Rabbi Yehuda says that any kli except for a pram may not be moved on Shabbos because it makes a fara. A fara, right? A pram may be moved because it presses the dirt. It doesn't dig. Right? And so how can we say that this Mishnah is according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says Darshan is Kavin Aser, even though he says Darshan is Kavin Aser, he's saying you can move a pram. Right? Because we're not concerned about this particular furrow. Therefore, who is a Tana in the Mishnah? Everybody understands? Seder, but Rabbi Yehuda was the one who said it's okay to compact the ground. So who's the Tana Kama who said it's not? Right? You're not intending to compact the ground, so it can't be Rabbi Shimon. And it can't be Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda is the one who's saying you can move a pram for a completely different reason, but he's saying you can. Right? Everybody understands? The response is Treat and Iva, Lib the Rabbi Yehuda. Right? There are two different Tanaim that were both called Rabbi Yehuda, or two different Mesorahs, two different things that people had heard Rabbi Yehuda say. So people had heard Rabbi Yehuda say you can move a pram, people say you couldn't move, you can't move a pram, or different, you know, traditions in his name. Right? Hadran Alach, Yom Tov Shkoch, when we finish the Perek. Any questions? Okay, just this should be noted, the sugya didn't continue to the point where it usually continues in most of other places in Shas Tartalid outside, right? The Gemara says in a number of places, Moda Rabbi Shimon, Bipsik Reisha, Vedlini Chale. Rabbi Shimon acknowledges that a Darshan Miskavin will be Aser, right? If it's what's called a Psik Reisha.
Finish.
Right?
I'll finish.
Well done. Right? Rabbi Shimon acknowledges that a Psik Reisha is Aser. What is a Psik Reisha? Does anybody know? Darshan Miskavin Psik Reisha? Why is it called a psik reishi? What does psik reishi mean? Translate the words. Cut off the head. Right, so Rashi says that what was the case? Somebody came up and to some rabbi and asked, yeah. He said he wanted to use a chicken as a football. And so can I cut off the head of the chicken on Shabbos to use it as a football? And the response was, no, the chicken will die. And so then he said, no, but that's Darshan Miskavin. I don't care if the chicken's alive, I just want to use it as football. It doesn't bother me if it's alive, it just needs to be headless. Right, so the response was, well, no, things that have their head that don't have their head are usually dead, and therefore, right, you may not cut off its head on Shabbos to use it as a football. Yeah? Therefore, psik reishe, right? Rabbi Shimon acknowledges Darshan Miskavin is aser if it is the only possible result of that action. Right, if that action cannot result in anything else, then the Darshan Miskavin will be aser even according to Rabbi Shimon. Imki, on Shabbos, it'll only be aser midarabanan. Right? For other halachas, according to many Rishonim, it'll actually be aser midaraisa. Right? Darshan Miskavin Psik Reishe. Okay? The reason for that is because of a general problem in Lechas Machshavas. On Shabbos, you have to not just perform a Maisa Isser, you have to do it in a very purposive fashion. Okay? Okay. Mishnah in the next parak. Mishnah ain tzadin dogim min ha bibarim be yom tov ve noisnin lifnehem mezonis aval tzadin chayav oif min ha bibarim ve noisnin lifnehem mezonis. So you should not catch fish within pools of water on yom tov, right? And what's saying is that even though Shchita is Mutter on Yom Tov, right? And Bishul and Afiyah and lighting a flame is Mutter. And Hetzal is Mutter on Yom Tov. These are all Malachas HaKol Nefesh. Of Hetzal might be different, whatever. I've already discussed. However, right, you should not hunt on Yom Tov. You may not hunt fish within pools of water on Yom Tov, which are still alive, and then catch them to kill them. That you cannot do on Yom Tov. That's too much. That's not Malachas HaKol Nefesh. Why? Could have done the previous day. Right? And you shouldn't feed them on Yom Tov. Right? Why? Because, remember, although we did have a disagreement about whether you are allowed to perform malacha on Yom Tov to feed animals that you are responsible for, that's only animals that you are responsible for. Fish are wild animals. Therefore, you're not responsible for their food. Right? They can feed themselves. Yeah? It says, however, you can hunt animals and birds, minha bibarim, from these pools of noisy animals, and you can feed them, right, to get them out, I suppose, to, right? I mean, right? If you've already caught them, basically, and you've put them in a particular, in a sort of a narrow space where you need to be shechted, so you can go ahead and finish the job of catching them on Yom Tov, because that was something you couldn't do before Yom Tov. And similarly, you may feed them, especially in winter, because in such a situation, you are responsible for feeding them. We're not talking now. In 2 minutes, okay? Right? You may feed them because you are responsible for feeding them, as you know, according to that opinion.
What's
from an enclosed space, right? That you've put them in prior to checking them. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, "Loi kol abibar shavim." Right? Not all of these enclosed spaces in which you put animals were created equal. Zakal, what's the general? Kol ha mechusa teda asur v'sheinu mechusa rid mutar. If it is what's called mechusar teda, meaning it needs to be hunted, right? You need to hunt it down, then you may not do it on Yom Tov. If it doesn't really need to be hunted down, it just needs to be, you know, caught in a very confined space, then that already is mutar to do on Yom Tov.
You're going to have fish just need to be caught in a confined space.
No, then you put in a fish tank. No? If it's a second, it's in a pool outside, then it's not really in a... It's not for a fish in a confined space.
It depends how big it is. It's in the ocean. Yeah, it's in a pond.
Okay. Maybe. I hear. But that was the rule. That was the general rule the Mishnah gave. Okay. Shkech, gentlemen, we continue. Please go tomorrow. My apologies about the interruptions today.